up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Sleepy Hollow. You can tell by the tunes right there. It's Friday, March 10th. Normally, I do these recap shows with my friend Amy McCracken from thevro.com, but she's on the road heading to Mystic Falls. It's like the whole series finale craze of the Vampire Diaries. So she's one of the lucky ones that are going to go out there and go hang out. Unfortunately, I live in Texas, and I'm not making a trip to anywhere except to this office to talk Sleepy Hollow with you guys. Now, I finally caught up. Last night, I binge-watched on Sleepy Hollow and The Flash, two different networks, but I'm finally caught up, and I'm excited. Amy's not going to be with me, but I do have, I told her, I was like, I'm going to talk Sleepy Hollow. You're going out of town to go on a little mini vacation. The show must go on. We got to be responsible. And she was like, I don't care about you, Mike, or the fans of Sleepy Hollow. I was like, screw you. I'm doing it. So I was like, well, at least send me your thoughts. So I haven't read them, but she sent me three different little lines of info for the three episodes that I'm going to talk. First episode I'm going to be talking about is February 17th, Loco Parentis of Sleepy Hollow. People, I really enjoyed this episode. I really, really did. The whole Little Red Riding Hood, the werewolf, to Molly wearing the Little Red hoodie. Nice little touch. I really enjoyed this episode. I thought it had a great beginning where the werewolf is killing this person in the cemetery. Just total carnage, blood everywhere. Great. It reminded me of an old school episode of Supernatural. I'm still in love with Agent Thomas. I've loved her since True Blood. I thought she was extra hot in this episode. But the Mayflower story of the werewolf and how it came to America's, I thought it was really dope. And then how it could take human form to the victims that it could trust. I didn't even see that. I thought when Mitch came into town, he was just he finally realized he wanted to be around Molly and Diana, and I thought that was going to be the thing. And then to come to find out that freaking Mitch is the freaking werewolf, I did not see that coming at all. My mouth dropped open. I was like, what? Sleepy Hollow Riders, you little bastards. They got me on that one. I did not see that coming at all. But yeah, I thought this episode was really good. I really enjoyed it. We got a little bit of Job naked. I'm sure the ladies were like, oh, Job! I'm very surprised that Jenny decided to give him a little towel around him. I really thought he was going to be naked the entire episode, but we weren't going to see his privates. We were just going to see all his muscles, which we did. But that little muscle, ladies, you know what I'm talking about, where the abs come down and the line goes down towards the, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure ladies and some fellas out there were like, yeah, sexy Job. I was like, damn, Job, now I got to go to the gym because now I feel fatter. So that was a cool little story to see there. Jenny, of course, had to let go of Job so Job could help find Molly. And then Job teams back up with Dreyfus, which, you know, that dude winds up firing all his executives from his company. And now he's got the big giant master plan to take over the world. I'm a big fan of Dreyfus. I like him. I like him as he's like a slick car salesman bad guy. I know Amy is not feeling this dude, but I like him. I think he's a cool addition to being a bad guy to the series. And he's got some sweet powers. He almost looks, he's got powers, but then he seems like he's got weaknesses, which is cool. I like that. I don't like these gods or these demons that come in that just are said to be able to take out the world, and then they don't, and then they suck. So I like the fact that these guys have weaknesses. You know, Job is a badass super demon, but he's got certain things, so I like that. So I really enjoyed the episode. Thumbs up. If I had to give it a scale of 1 to 10, I would probably give it, I'm looking over my notes now, The Werewolf, You Got Me, The Story, Agent Thomas being hot, da-da-da-da-da. I would give this episode a 10. I really enjoyed this episode a lot. Big kudos to the writers and everybody involved. I'm looking at Amy's, and you can find her on thevro.com, Variety Radio Online as well. You just search Variety Radio Online and everything pops up. She put in here, never trust the dad, especially one that's not been around. Oh, what is going on there? That seems like a little bit, we're not talking about Sleepy Hollow, Amy McCracken. What's going on with that? But yes, that was great. Amy, thanks for letting us know how you truly feel about this episode. Now, people, I've been doing these recap shows for some years now with Amy. That line right there, it seems like she's giving you advice. That's just showing you, I really didn't watch it. I was doing something else. I didn't like this episode. That's how I take it. So that is it for this recap show of Sleepy Hollow. If you want to hear more, if you got iTunes, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Sleepy Hollow. That's where you can find us. If you don't have iTunes, a couple of spots. Variety Radio Online, that's one. iWatchMike.com is my blog. That is two. On the top, you'll see a little tab where you can find all the podcasts I do. Or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You'll be able to find Sleepy Hollow plus other shows as well. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's Mike Movie Guys. My Snapchat is on my blog, iWatchMike on Facebook. And that is it. That is it. I got two more recap shows to do of Sleepy Hollow. Getting ready for tonight's episode. Oh, yeah. Talk to y'all soon.